The Seven Sundays Devotion to St. Joseph. The First Sunday. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The First Sorrow. Joseph decides to leave the Blessed Virgin. The First Joy. The angel tells Joseph of the mystery of the Incarnation. O chaste spouse of Mary, great was the trouble and anguish of your heart when you were considering quietly sending away your inviolate spouse. Yet your joy was unspeakable when the surpassing mystery of the Incarnation was made known to you by the angel. By this sorrow and this joy, we beseech you to comfort our souls, both now and in the sorrows of our final hour, with the joy of a good life and a holy death, after the pattern of your own life and death in the arms of Jesus and Mary. The following reading is from Matthew chapter 1, verses 18 to 25. Now the birth of Jesus Christ took place in this way. When his mother Mary had been betrothed to Joseph, before they came together she was found to be with child of the Holy Spirit, and her husband Joseph, being a just man and unwilling to put her to shame, resolved to send her away quietly. But as he considered this, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, son of David, do not fear to take Mary, your wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had spoken by the prophet, Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and his name shall be called Emmanuel, which means God is with us. When Joseph woke from sleep, he did as the angel of the Lord commanded him. He took his wife, but knew her not until she had borne a son, and he called his name Jesus. In the course of that pilgrimage of faith that was his life, Joseph, like Mary, remained faithful to God's call until the end. While Mary's life was the bringing to fullness of the fiat first spoken at the Annunciation, at the moment of Joseph's own Annunciation, he said nothing. Instead, he simply did, as the angel of the Lord commanded him, Matthew chapter 1, verse 24. And this first doing became the beginning of Joseph's way. In the words of the Annunciation by night, Joseph not only heard the divine truth concerning his wife's indescribable vocation, he also heard once again the truth about his own vocation. This just man, who, in the spirit of the noblest traditions of the chosen people, loved the Virgin of Nazareth and was bound to her by a husband's love, was once again called by God to this love. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.